Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We are in the studio today, but we're going to be in and out because we have some audio clips to play today from our adventure out on the left coast last week for the Scuba Show in Long Beach, California, followed up by my first cold water dive.
You still look a little shrunken.
No, I did really, really well and had a ball. You're going to hear all about it with the folks from Body Glove and Bob Evans from Force Fins was nice enough to set us up out there to do a dive after the Long Beach show, the Scuba Show. And I survived. And the shrinkage factor wasn't nearly as bad as I thought it was. But I had a secret weapon.
Ah.
I had a heated rash guard. Well, we'll tell you a little bit about that later on in the show.
You know, that was going to be my second guess for what your secret weapon was. I thought it was the fact that we may have had a hot Chinese future mermaid with you.
Yeah, well, we did.
Okay.
But not on the boat. She wasn't there to warm us up for the dive. But she was there at the Scuba Show with us in Long Beach, California. I'm talking about Faith, who, well, we got to have Faith, as they say, right? And she's on Scuba Radio now. Faith, how are you? Have you recovered from your Scuba Radio outing with us in Long Beach?
Yes, I did. I have. Yeah, I had a blast at the dive show. And you know what happened afterwards?
What
happened? Apparently, I got so drunk, and I kept repeating the same thing like 20 million times, like how Greg is one of a kind and all that. And I so wanted to make it to the hotel to meet up with you guys, but I peed twice. It was so gross that, like, I bet if you drank it again, you would have been drunk.
Yeah, interesting. Well, okay, so,
thank you for sharing. I feel a lot better now.
Let me explain. Now, Faith, we have not met Faith in person yet. And the idea was to go out to the Scuba Show in Long Beach, California. She came out and she kind of shadowed us as we walked the show and hung out and did our networking and gave away a trip or two on our Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. And she kind of hung back and watched what we did. And then after the show, we went over to the Yard House, which is one of the watering holes there outside of the convention center in Long Beach, California. Really cool place. Highly recommended. Two fins up. And I took her and the crew, Scuba Cowboy, Mermaid Tiffany, and we had a yard or two of beer. They sell it by the yard there. It's a long story, but Yard House, go check it out. And so the reason, you know, I wanted to take Faith with our crew to, first of all, see if she could hang. This is part of the Scuba Radio Mermaid hazing ceremony that we put all our crew through to see if indeed they can maintain a certain level of professionalism once they've had a cocktail or two. Because when we travel and we're not diving or the diving day is done, we have a tendency to,
is there really another job in the world where part of the application interview process would be, we want to see what you're like when you're drunk?
Well, this is not an interview. It's just a get-to-know-you session, and how do you hold up, or can you hang with the crew? Because we're professionals. We've been doing this for a few years, Bill. And you know, by some of the stories...
Is this why I don't get to go?
Well, yeah, exactly. You can't seem to hold your...
I just don't drink as much. It's not that I can't hold it. It's I don't drink as much. I'll pass on the fifth and sixth and seventh
that is
yard of beer.
No, that was just 1 yard. And I got to give Faith her props because you're all of maybe 100 pounds. Faith, right? Am I being honest here? Come on.
She's Chinese. Yeah. So it would be in metric.
Well, I don't know. Good point.
You need an abacus.
In kilos, I don't even know. Yeah. But she's a small
Eight
young lady.
Stone.
Very nice young lady. And I was like, uh-oh, this could be bad. And but she hung with us, and she drank her yard of beer like a trooper, and maintained her. You know, we just hung out, had
this
a good time.
This is how we're starting the scuba radio show. It's talking about how you got a woman that you met over the internet drunk.
No, this is not how, this is not the idea at all. We were all talking about what we do, where we go, and we were having a cocktail while
you were having
doing
a yard of beer.
A yard, it was a half a yard. Don't get crazy on me now, Bill. But it was a good time, wasn't it, Faith? And then we said, hey, we're going back to our hotel. If you want to come out and hang, we're going to go have dinner and stuff like that. And her husband, we're going to do that. But she didn't make it, evidently. I got a text for her husband and said something to the effect of, thanks for bringing Faith back, but I don't think she's doing too well. She had such a good time, she passed out in the car. Something like that. And I'm like, yes! Yeah, but she held it together at least while she was hanging with us and didn't pass out with our crew. So you passed, I guess, if it was a test. Okay, Faith? Fair?
Oh, cool.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. You know, you did well. You did well as a potential mermaid, for sure. And then the next step is to actually throw you in a tail and see what you can do. So we'll have to see how that comes together. But you had a good time. You liked hanging out with all the people that we saw there in Long Beach, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. I almost have something. You know what? I almost have you bring something back to Bill, like secondhand alcohol.
Well, yeah.
Oh, that would be perfect. Yeah. That would be the best thing ever.
She put a baggie of her puke in the mail, Bill. No.
You were being drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
From that.
Is that a bonus or what?
I don't know if that necessarily would be good for me. No, thank you. I appreciate it, but yeah. No.
But let's talk a little bit about Faith here, because she is a multilingual from China, I found out. And how many languages do you speak again, Faith? How many? Well, dialects and
count.
Yeah, there's like several dialects of Chinese that you speak as well, right? So if
four or five, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, it's crazy. She's and you throw in Pig and Latin, and shit, it's probably seven. So I'm guessing that you know, this could be an interesting little angle for us as we branch out more and more internationally through Scuba Radio's online listening opportunities.
Here's something you're gonna find unusual, Greg.
What?
Most languages do not have words to describe Scuba Radio.
Well, it ends up, though. I asked Faith, I said, how do you say hello from Scuba Radio to all our Asian listening friends? And Faith, something
she said,
along
I'll
those
just
lines.
Tell myself and go home.
Faith, go ahead. I'm going to let you take it. How would we say that right now, just in case there's some listening, which there could be, right? How would you say that?
Yeah, 所有在亚洲的潜水朋友们，你们好， 请支持潜水电台 Scuba Radio.
And bless you.
She talked for a long time.
Yeah. Well,
she
yeah.
talked for a long time. She said something else. She said something aside from, she said, you will not believe
no, I think
what
it was
Greg really looks like when he's naked.
If you enjoy having
listen
yourself
to Scuba Radio.
Hit upside the head with a dirty boot.
You should listen to Scuba Radio.
It's something to that effect, right, Faith? I'm translating in a nutshell, but that's okay. Pretty much, you know, that's how we welcome our Asian listening friends. And that works. Mm-hmm. That'll bring them in. And it's all about sharing the love of diving, and if we have to do that in different languages, we now have Faith to help us in that regard, Bill. So that's a good thing.
There are a lot of people that speak Chinese. Now, which dialect of Chinese was that? Was that Mandarin?
Yes.
All right. See? So Mandarin, probably the largest group of the most widely spoken language on the planet is Mandarin Chinese.
Right.
So we have now expanded our reach
yes.
to everyone that speaks Mandarin by whatever it is she said.
which it was a nice little compliment. Or she just cursed out the entire country of China.
I think she says, tune your radios, you will get $100 million from Scuba Radio. I think that's what she said.
Uh-oh. Okay. No. I don't know. But, Faith, it was a pleasure having you along. And we'll try to get you out to the Dima show in November, or if not sooner, on some kind of adventure. Okay? Are you game?
Yes, I'm down.
You know, I mean, we went both ways. She had to get to know us. We had to get to know her. So you're okay with me, Tiffany, and the Scuba Cowboy. That's now you know why I didn't bring Bill. That would have been a deal breaker right there, obviously. See? I didn't want to say that to your face, Bill, but since I'm looking at you, it was hard not to.
Yeah, you weren't planning on being here to say that.
Yes,
but
true.
You came in just
right.
So you could.
The Scuba Chef, coming up next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry. And at an affordable price, go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
I've written quite a bit of X-Men fan fiction. Captain Mutato is half man, half mermaid, so he can fight crime as a man and make love as a mermaid. Most of my writing involves the latter.
Can't swim, so I took a boat to an island so remote. Only Johnny Depp has ever been to it before. I stayed there till the air was clear. I was boiling out of tears. Then I saw you washed up on the shore.
Radio show devoted to diving. Yes, our mermaids are growing by leaps and bounds. We're recruiting from China.
We are filling them up with fatty foods and donuts, and they now weigh on average 195 pounds.
No, that's not true.
Sorry, I misunderstood.
Mermaid Lizzie going to join us next week on the big show as we do a broadcast from the Rebreather 3 conference in Orlando, Florida. Make sure you listen for that.
That's next week, isn't it?
That is next weekend. Absolutely.
I got stuff going on next Thursday.
Yes, you're going to join us.
I haven't heard from...
Roz?
from Ross.
There's a reason for that.
Uh-oh.
She doesn't like you.
Oh, damn it.
Welcome to the club, Bill. Anyway, you'll have to tune in next week for that. We're kind of reflecting back on our adventure last weekend in Long Beach, California at the Scuba Show, which, by the way, was a huge success. From all accounts, all the people I spoke to, we were just there on Sunday, but it looked like it was attended very, very well. It looked like it was probably the best scuba show I've seen to date, and we've been out there the last 5-6 years going out there and doing something. We didn't do a lot this year other than we gave away a trip for two to our Scuba Radio scuba crews in the Turks and Caicos and made a couple from Germany very, very happy, or originally from Germany. I think they live out there in California now. It was just a big, big fun time to share a few dive tales with some of our diving friends from the industry and some of those left coast divers, as well as diving. We went diving after that. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. But first, we have someone on the air right now who I met at the show who was set up on a platform there at the event in the back of the Scuba Show in Long Beach, cooking food. And he goes by the Scuba Chef. Trevor is his name, and he is on Scuba Radio right now. Trevor Cook, by the way, ironically. Trevor, welcome. How are you, my friend?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Now, Trevor, let me get this straight. You call yourself the Scuba Chef. You've been writing an article for California Diving News for a few months now, but you are a chef who does what exactly?
Well, I am a chef that is hooked passionately on the ocean and scuba diving and everything it has to offer. So with that, I took my two passions, culinary arts and scuba diving, and created Scuba Chef.
Very nice. You know, I like this idea, Bill. Think about this, because he took his two passions, cooking and diving, and combined them, similar to what we did here with radio and diving, and created Scuba Radio 15 years ago. So I kind of immediately connected with this guy and the fact that he offered me up some freshly cooked scallops, which were amazing, by the way, Trevor. Good job, buddy.
Thank you.
Were tasty.
Thank you.
So let me get this straight. As the Scuba Chef, your goal in life is to share your passion for cooking things that we may go and catch, like lobster, scallops, that thing, during season. Is that what you're doing or what?
Exactly. Pretty much. I travel up and down the coast of California, and I'm researching, harvesting, developing dishes around the delicacies and the all the goodies that we have within our reach. I'm trying to promote a lot of sustainability and keep people reminded that, you know, you don't always have to shoot anything that swims by you within range. You know, if you're gonna feed two people or four people, take one big fish or two smaller fish, just enough to feed your family.
Right. Yeah, you're selective and responsible, yeah, when it comes to whether spear fishing or whatever technique you're using to catch those critters. Now, is there a specific trick or skill to cooking these fresh morsels up the way you do? Obviously, your background is in culinary, so are you sharing these tips on recipes and things, or you're just basically say, yeah, hey, hire me and I'll cook up your catch for you, or a little bit of both?
Oh, not at all. Not at all. Actually, Scuba Chef began a few years ago when I was filming a show my buddy Carl and I were developing called Feed the Fire Live with Chef Trevor Cook. And I would go scuba diving,
yeah,
and whatever I caught and brought home, Carl would set up his cameras and his lighting and say, okay, well, let's film an episode of Feed the Fire Live, and we'll do it around what you caught.
Right.
So then the name Scuba Chef was kind of my little tagline. And beginning of this year, actually, I think it was mid-February, Mark Young called me up.
From Dive Training Magazine, right? Yeah.
Yeah, Dive Training Magazine. You know, he just took over Dive Training and the Scuba Show and everything. And,
right.
Mr. Sheckler was talking to Mark about me, saying, you know, this guy is the Scuba Chef, and he does a sub-series product, which is a line of hair protecting for scuba divers with long hair.
Okay.
And we started talking, and he's like, well, you know, I do some culinary magazines, and, you know, Dale was telling me that you're a chef and this and that. And one thing led to another, and he kept mentioning that he wanted to breathe some life into California diving news and kind of bring it up to date and put a new little twist and a look on it. So I said, hey, how about a scuba chef column, you know? You could do recipes on California seafood.
Sure. I like that. We've actually dabbled in that over the years here at Scuba Radio, but I've never had any skill whatsoever other than going to a restaurant when it came to preparing what I would catch. You know, I have a little Florida right. spiny lobster recipe that I stick to that I borrowed from a friend of mine. But, I'm all about this. I love it. Now, you were serving up little morsels there at the Scuba Show in Long Beach, and I was fortunate enough to come by when you're finishing up on some scallops. But you mentioned it's mostly California seafood you focus on, and one of those elements or ones I've been intrigued with is this abalone. Now, I've never had abalone. Does it taste like bologna?
Or no, is it, my no. abalone has a first name.
It does it, really?
Yes.
So is that from a culinary perspective, is abalone one of those type of critters that you would like to get your hands on or not necessarily?
Trevor, if it will help, I'll slap him, and then you can explain.
Oh, well, thank you. You know, Greg, abalone is a very, very sought-after delicacy, which would explain why we don't have any more out here. We
right.
can't take in Southern California. I see plenty of abalone. I yep. see abalone pretty much every dive I go on, but they're only allowed to be taken in Northern California. You need a license. You need abalone tags. You can only take them free diving.
Yeah, okay. We'll talk about that more right after the break because I'm intrigued. I want to find out, is this the meat we got to get our teeth into? Well, that didn't come out right, did it?
Scuba Radio. Scuba. Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I'm talking to Trevor Cook, the scuba chef. Met him at the Scuba Show in Long Beach, California. And abalone. So, all right, let's talk about the abalone. I've always been intrigued by this goofy looking thing that people talk about as a delicacy there in California. Hard to get to because they're fished out, and there's a lot of restrictions on getting them. But from a chef's perspective, Trevor, is that one of those sought after shellfish delicacies you'd like to get your hands on as a cook or what?
Absolutely, they're delicious.
Yeah. So is that the? I mean, is that your favorite, or do you have another type of critter or something?
You know what? I really don't have a favorite. I enjoy everything that I catch and harvest out of the sea.
Yeah, it's probably how you cook it, I would imagine, or how you prepare it. You can make anything taste good, it sounds like to me, right?
Yeah. I like to think I can.
Nice. Yeah, well, you know, what he cooked up there at the Scuba Show in Long Beach was delicious. And by the way, you can go to Facebook.com and then put in Facebook.com/Scuba Chef with a space between Scuba and Chef, and it pops up your Facebook page. That's how the people can connect to you, right?
Yeah, I've got the Facebook, Scuba Chef, and then I have, you can follow Scuba Chef on Twitter at Scuba Chef 1.
Okay, Scuba Chef 1.
Scuba Chef 1. I also have email me at CaliforniaScubaChef@gmail.com.
Okay, and then obviously look in California Diving News for your monthly column with, I would take it, recipes and tips and things like that from a preparation standpoint as far as catching up your catch of the day, that type of stuff, right?
Yes.
All right. Well,
yes.
Trevor, we're going to have to bring you on one of our adventures. So you can...
I would love to.
You could be
I'm
our
available.
Personal chef. And you hire yourself out in that regard as well, right?
Yes. You can bring Scuba Chef on your charters, dive club meetings, spear fishing trips, private parties.
And just all around fun. A private chef, a private scuba chef. It doesn't get much better than that. You gotta love it. All right, we're gonna talk to him again soon. All right, Dan Tip is next, and then more. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio, divers consumer tip number 222. Hey, fun lovers, just a friendly reminder that your snorkel makes a handy party straw.
Hey, bud, let's party.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it is time for the Real Dan Good Diving Safety Tip. And in the studio is Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. What are we reminding divers of today, Nick?
Today's on the importance of making sure that non-divers in their lives are informed.
Divers are allowed to hang out with non-divers?
It's a bold new world, Greg. Seriously, I'd like to talk a little bit more about the importance of educating non-divers on diving injuries and how to respond.
That's actually not a bad idea.
I try to keep my bad ideas to a minimum.
Why is it so important that non-divers have a basic diving education?
Well, think about it. Many of the warning signs of dive-related injuries may not even appear until several hours after the dive is finished. By then, the divers have usually left the dive site and are home or back in a hotel, commonly surrounded by non-divers. There may not be anyone but a non-diver available to help or give information to care providers.
Wouldn't that be intimidating to them?
As the saying goes, knowledge is power. And just like gaining knowledge and skills increases your confidence as a diver, teaching non-divers what they need to know increases their confidence and their ability to assist in the event of an emergency.
Okay, what all do they need to know?
Let's start with some basics. They should know the signs and symptoms of dive-related injuries. Things like joint pain, numbness, skin rashes. They should know what those signs could mean and what to do about them. As non-divers gain confidence and understanding about dive-related illnesses and injuries, they may even learn how to administer emergency oxygen. At the very least, non-divers should know how to call for help.
What else would be helpful for them to know?
Well, it would be great if they knew some basic first aid and life support, including the ABCs of life support, CPR, and the use of AEDs.
That's good training to have even if you have nothing to do with diving.
Absolutely. You never know when first aid training will come in handy.
Now, if you had to choose the single most important thing for a non-diver to know, what would it be, Nick?
The Dan Emergency Hotline. If the non-diver does nothing else but contact Dan, we can help gather the information on the injured diver and facilitate assistance from there.
Why don't you remind folks what the number for the Dan Emergency Hotline is?
919-684-9111.
What's the biggest misconception you hear from non-divers about getting any sort of dive training?
The biggest misconception is that the non-diver is going to have to learn how to scuba dive in order to take care of diving accidents. And that just isn't the case. When it comes to getting an education that will allow the non-diver to help in an emergency, there's no water work involved. Most basic first aid and life support training courses take only a few hours. And obviously, it's training that you can use beyond diving. And you can take first aid, CPR, and AED training from a variety of sources. Or you can take one of the DAN training programs, which will obviously bring the diving application in as a significant focus.
It sounds like educating the non-divers in your life is actually a very easy way to increase your own safety.
Not to mention your peace of mind, whether you're in or out of the water.
A lot of divers forget what a great support non-divers can be, but they can be invaluable, especially in an emergency, and definitely if you're the only diver among your family and friends. Teaching the non-divers in your life about diving injuries and how to help if you incur one can make a big difference to everyone involved. You spend a lot of time educating yourself. Don't forget to encourage education in those around you. Do that, and you're guaranteed Dan Good Diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
All right, so we are kind of reflecting back on our adventure at the Scuba Show in Long Beach, California. Caught up with a lot of good friends. We met the scuba chef. A blast from the past. This is when I have the opportunity to catch up with Eminem, Mike and Mark. Well, half of them, because they split up many years ago, and one moved out to the left coast. Mark, and he's on Scuba Radio right now. Mark, how are you, my friend?
Greg, buddy, how you doing, man?
Good. To hear from you. Yes, now, yeah, Mike and Mark.
He's got that left
like
coast
our
vibe to him now, doesn't he?
He does.
Hey, man, no, good talking
How's
to you,
hanging,
man.
Dude?
Yes.
Well, my glaucoma's getting way better, man.
Yes. Yeah, they were like the first Scuba Radio mermaids, Mike and Mark, for those of you who don't know.
In the sad old days.
Yes.
Before we'd figure out, hey, women!
It would be better
women!
If they were hot Asian girls. But
You finally got it right.
Yeah. But it's always good to catch up with Mark, especially when we're out there in Long Beach. You were out there enjoying the show. You saw a lot of cool stuff, right, Mark?
Oh, yeah. I love that show. That's one of the highlights of the year for me. I get to see all the new stuff and get to see old friends, and it's a great time.
Yes. And anything stand out in your view there other than, you know,
other than how gray Greg's beard is?
You are getting a little long in the tooth there, Greg, but now that you're a celebrity, everybody, that doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't.
So,
no.
And yeah, I thought the show was awesome. I'm looking forward to going to the Caymans in a few weeks to get down to the, the wreck of that Kitty Wake?
Yes.
You are not the only one waiting for that. I just got a text from Scott, single Scott,
right?
Packing right now the Caymans.
That's
I hate
right.
that
awesome.
Bastard.
Well,
I
awesome.
Hate him so
well, yeah,
bad.
He's going this week, so maybe he can report back to you, Mark, and tell you what's going on. But and you're
awesome.
Going down there in 2 weeks, right?
Actually, the first 2 weeks of June, so it'll be just in a couple weeks here.
All right, fair enough. And you're just going to go down and do some diving and hanging out, that kind of thing, right?
Yeah, you betcha. Hey, I bought a new camcorder at the show. It's just a little thing. It's just about the size of my wallet. So I'm going to take it down there, test it out, and see how it works.
So, and he was telling me about this last week. He said it's similar, but smaller, even smaller than these GoPro video cameras. Is that what you're telling me?
This is called the Intova Sport Pro.
Okay.
It's very much like the GoPro, and it's just a little tiny thing. You know, I'm actually afraid I might lose it. It's so small, but I'll tie it to myself someplace.
Any kind of luck, you'll hear a woman say, "Oh, it's so cute and little."
Yeah. Well,
yeah,
it looks,
I hear that a lot.
Yeah, but it'll look bigger underwater.
Yeah, so there we are.
You always have that going
good.
For you. All right, well, let us know how that works out for you.
I will indeed.
Now, Mark, let's talk about this little side project that you got going on, because Mark came up to me and he said, "Here, I want you to have this, Greg." And it was a pen. I'm like, "Oh, cool." He went by one of the other booths and stole one of their pens and gave it to me as a present.
You know me so well.
That sounds like something I would do. But then I looked at it closer, and I'm like, "Whoa, wait a minute. It has a white stripe in it, really cool design. This is a very nice pen." And you actually are hand-making these pens now, and like name-brand versions of this thing. They sell like for like $400. And I was like, but you made this yourself. Is that right? Well, what would you call
right.
this? You had a specific name for this type of pen. What was it, Mark?
Well, this pen is actually a knockoff of what's called a Mont Blanc pen. It's
Mont Blanc,
French-made
okay.
pen. Yeah. And it's,
he calls it the White Mountain pen.
It's what Cousteau used to play or write with. You know?
That's it. Jean-Michel probably knows it quite well.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
Greg, you're so famous now. I knew you were going to, you know, you're signing autographs and stuff, so you need a classy pen. You can't be, you know, the sharp.
I can't use any pen. That's right.
That's right.
Yeah, it's usually.
I made that for you.
It's not so much
the first one.
Autographs that I sign as much as it is bills. But but I do appreciate the sentiment just the same. But, it's really nice. It's red and it has a white stripe through it, but it's kind of some gel-like transparent psychedelic kind of look to it, and it really is
straight out of California, psychedelic for you. It's Greg, is an acrylic. It's a plastic, but it's called ruby red silk.
Nice.
I mean, you know, somebody's going to have that. That's got to be you. So
yeah, well, yeah, it would have matched my ruby red force fins.
Yes,
sparkling force.
There
fins.
You go. There
but,
you go.
But these
up.
Things are really, really nice. I've never seen anything quite this classy when it comes to a dive themed writing you text.
You have 1 minute of call time remaining.
Okay, okay, already. I obviously.
Can you tell your girlfriend not to answer the phone again?
Well, see, that was the problem. I didn't have the pen to fill out that particular bill, and that's what happens. So, but these are kind of cool. We may make some of these available at scubaradio.com. I'm going to work it out with Mark. But it takes like an hour or two to make these things. These are really handcrafted utensils and really high-end. This is kind of cool, isn't it, Bill?
I think it's very, very neat.
I have chrome versions. I have gold versions. I have many different styles. So, you and I got to talk about that because I think your listeners would really like this, and we're gonna have to give away a few of these.
Right.
We'll get them on the lathe and get them out to you.
I'll tell you what, we'll get them on the lathe. That's
he said we'll get them laid when they buy a pen. Is that no?
Very special pen?
Very special indeed.
All right, send me more. Okay, there.
I will send you more.
All right, cool, Mark. Thanks for checking in, bud. Good seeing you again in California.
Good hearing from you guys.
All right, there you go.
You know, one that was specifically designed for a radio producer would be very much appreciated, Mark.
I'll ask him about that.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
You know the fine for littering in the state of California, Chavez?
Yes, sir!
Yes. Let's go. Yeah, I'm a California man. After being out there at the Scuba Show in Long Beach, California, I was also on the Late Late Show with Craig Ferguson. By the way, I was a guy in the plaid shirt with the attractive backside of my head. You could see clearly catching a piece of chocolate from Craig Ferguson at the opening of the show featuring Steven Tyler and myself.
Is it good chocolate?
It was tasty. It was it was slightly gooey. It was melted under the hot lights of the studio. But I digress.
Yes.
Let's see. Ivan's dialed up 888-88-SCUBA. Ivan, you're on Scuba Radio. Welcome. How are you, my friend? How are you? Are you there, Ivan? Ivan, going once. We lost Ivan, I guess. But he was He wanted to say hi, I guess.
Ivan has been a fan of the show for a very long time.
Yeah.
And he's also a little hard of hearing, which could explain why he's been a fan for
Ivan,
such a...
Ivan, are you there, Ivan? Yeah, he's deaf.
But it's why he likes the show. He's a former Navy diver. He's been listening to the show for a long, long time.
He likes the show because he's deaf?
I think so.
Okay, that explains everything. Well, let's go on to our buddy Mark Young from Dive Training Magazine and the new owner of the Scuba Show in Long Beach, California. Mark, how are you, my friend? You can hear us.
Hey, Greg,
you?
I'm good.
Yes, okay. Yeah, see, he hadn't lost his hearing yet. That's a good thing. How are you, Mark? Are you still reeling?
Well, thank you.
After that big adventure last weekend, that was a great show, I thought.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good. You know, you bought the Scuba Show from the folks from California Diving News, the Scheckler family, and they've they're moving on to other things, but they were helping you out a little bit in the transition there last weekend, and it sounds like, well, everybody I talked to and everything I saw, it looked like one of the best consumer shows of the year. Last week in Long Beach, California. Is that kind of the feedback you got from all the exhibitors and attendees there, Mark, or what? What do you think?
Yeah, everybody seemed pretty happy with it, and I'd sure love to take credit for it. But
you should. Why wouldn't? What's keeping you?
Well, that show's been going on for 25 years consecutively, and it is, it's a great scuba market. The people that come in there are probably some of the most dedicated divers you see in consumer shows, and it's just a different crowd, and it's a good crowd for the exhibitors. They get a lot out of the show. We have some great seminars, but like I said, it's been going on for 25 years. It's a very well established event, and I kind of stepped into it, so pretty good.
Yeah, well, you have a few feathers in your cap there with Dive Training Magazine, and putting that force behind the event, I'm sure doesn't hurt.
No, it doesn't hurt at all. In fact, I was quite honored when the Schecklers asked me if I'd be interested in purchasing I did both California Diving News and the show.
Right.
And I was pretty honored that they asked me to do that because again they've had those properties for a long time. And they're pretty successful, so it was pretty good.
Yeah, well, it was a great show, for sure. We had a good old time, gave away a trip for two to the Turks and Caicos with our friends from Explorer Ventures and Divers Alert Network, and we had a lot of fun, as always, when we go out there. But, yeah, it just seemed like it was a little bit better than even normal than this year in Long Beach, California. Now, from everybody, what do you think it is about these Left Coast divers? I mean, I went diving the day after the show, Mark, and I will say they probably are a little bit more dedicated out there because the water temp's usually in the 60s, if that, which has kept me out of the water in California for 15 years up until last Monday. And I finally jumped in, and I had a ball, and I was like, what? You know, it really wasn't that bad.
Were you in a wetsuit or a dry suit?
I was in a wetsuit with a heated rash guard underneath.
Thank you, body glove.
Yes. Well, it was body gloves, wetsuit.
Were you able to keep warm enough?
I was. This rash guard thing I had, it was some new device from the UK, and I didn't know really what to make of it. But basically, it makes you feel like you've urinated in your wetsuit electronically, if that makes any sense.
And that's something a diver can relate to.
That's right. That's right.
That's pretty warm.
I'll tell you what, it worked. And you'll hear all about it in an hour or two when we broadcast from the Body Glove boat. I'm going to play some audio back from that here at the top of hour two, so stay tuned for that.
So the thing that makes people on the East Coast think, boy, California diving, you got to be pretty rough to do that, is because of the cold.
Yeah.
And as you found out, between the wetsuit and the way you did it, and dry suits especially, it's as comfortable as you probably are anywhere.
That's right. And you know, the stuff we saw on the dives on the way out to the dive site, we saw the sea lions, and that was a treat in itself. And we got down there, I saw some of the biggest starfish that I have ever... I didn't even know they existed as big as they are. And this was literally just off the coast of California, Palos Verdes or something like that. Palisades? I don't know.
Somewhere
around there, somewhere off the left coast. But it was, and then we had the kelp, you know, and so we're diving through the kelp and seeing all the sun trickle through the kelp canopy and stuff. I mean, it was magical. So, you know, when you take that cold element out, if you just have the right equipment, that's really what it's all about. But there's no doubt that they have some spectacular diving right there off the coast of California. And
completely different from Florida, East Coast stuff, and Caribbean.
Exactly. Yeah, you know, and it was so new to me, and I just was tickled pink, and they were like, this was kind of an okay dive. Wasn't nothing special for them, but I was like, wow, this was awesome, and I lived on top of it. I didn't freeze solid, so, I just loved it. But, Mark, I'll be out there again next year. We'll probably do some more diving, and we'll even do it up bigger at the Scuba Show next year, right?
Super, very good.
Yeah. And here's excellent news, Mark. I will probably not be there again.
You can come too, Bill. Yeah, we'll allow you to come. DiveTrainingMag.com. Go there. That's the best dive industry publication in the world, bar none. Go there. Subscribe if you don't already have a subscription. All right, hour two is on deck. We're going diving with Body Glove and Bob Evans from the Force Fin organization. That's all in hour two. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.